Today is Monday, February 25th. President Trump prepares for another meeting with North Korea, and the most successful NFL owner of the year is facing criminal charges. Plus, highlights from the Oscars and a mystery box of tech. Welcome, welcome to The Newsworthy. All the day's news in less than 10 minutes. Fast, fair, fun, and on the go. I'm Erica Mandy. Thanks so much for being here. You ready? Let's do this. Today, President Trump leaves for Vietnam. He'll have a second in-person meeting with North Korea's leader Kim Jong-un later this week. Remember, the first historic meeting last June was the first time a sitting U.S. president and North Korean leader met face-to-face. President Trump later tweeted that North Korea is no longer a nuclear threat, but Secretary of State Mike Pompeo seemed to walk that back a bit yesterday. He told CNN that yes, North Korea is in fact still a nuclear threat, but that the end goal is still to get Kim Jong-un to give up his nukes. Will it happen? Well, experts aren't so sure. Supporters of this meeting applaud progress, saying North Korea is at least less of a threat now. But the Washington Post reports critics are worried Trump is giving Kim Jong-un notoriety and legitimacy with more photo ops and no real action. The two leaders are set to meet Wednesday and Thursday this week, so more to come on this one. Trade talks between the world's two largest economies seem to be getting somewhere. President Trump says there's been substantial progress in negotiations between the U.S. and China, and he said he's delaying the deadline for even more tariffs on Chinese goods. Trump had threatened to increase tariffs on $200 billion of Chinese imports at the end of the week, but now that date is pushed back until, well, we don't know when. Trump did not yet set a new deadline. The Wall Street Journal reports if things continue to go well, the president says he'll meet with Chinese President Xi Jinping to finalize an agreement. So, to be continued. A federal judge ruled the all-male military draft is unconstitutional. In other words, now that women are allowed to have combat roles in the military, the judge says the draft should not discriminate either. Of course, even though the U.S. military is all volunteer, men are supposed to register when they turn 18, just in case the draft is ever used again in the future. But at this point, the ruling is fairly symbolic. The judge did not order the government to actually make changes to draft registration right now, but USA Today reports there is a commission studying this issue and will likely see recommendations made to Congress next year. He's the billionaire owner of this year's Super Bowl champs, the New England Patriots, but now that NFL owner, Robert Kraft, is about to be arrested. The AP reports Kraft, who is 77, was charged with two counts of soliciting sex. A warrant will be issued for his arrest anytime now. Police say they have video of Kraft paying for sex at a shopping center massage parlor, and that he was caught during a statewide six-month investigation into sex trafficking in Florida. Kraft's reps say he never did anything illegal. Of course, he could also face consequences from the NFL, but so far the league says it's waiting to see what happens next in this case. At last check, R&B singer R. Kelly is still in jail. He's now indicted on 10 counts of criminal sexual abuse against four victims. At least three of them say they were underage during the abuse. Police say the assaults happened between 1998 and 2010. R. Kelly has been behind bars since Friday when he turned himself in. The AP reports his lawyers say it'll either be today or tomorrow before he can come up with the cash to be released. His total bail was set at $1 million, which means he would need to pay 10% or $100,000 to be released from jail. Either way, he'll have to show up in court. And it's not the first time R. Kelly has been in court. A jury cleared him of child pornography charges back in 2008. But sexual abuse allegations against him have been getting attention again this year. A Lifetime docuseries called Surviving R. Kelly came out last month. Kelly says none of the accusations are true. Strong winds and snow hit parts of the Midwest and Northeast again. AccuWeather says expect more strong wind and power outages today from Chicago to New York City. Already yesterday, the Weather Channel says 500,000 people lost power. Whiteout conditions caused a car pileup in Wisconsin and then closed several interstates. CBS News reports Minneapolis declared a snow emergency. And by the way, it's already been the snowiest February there ever. Hundreds of flights were canceled as well across the country. And both severe flooding and tornadoes hit the South over the weekend. Virgin Galactic made history again. It sent another rocket-powered plane to space, but this time with three people, sending the two pilots and the first-ever test passenger to the edge of space. Reuters reports the test passenger is actually Virgin Galactic's chief astronaut instructor. So in the future, she'll be in charge of training future space tourists who pay for a ticket to go, helping them understand what to expect on the ride. Because yes, there are already hundreds of people who put a down payment on tickets to space. Billionaire owner Richard Branson says he himself hopes to fly on the rocket plane as soon as this summer. The 90-minute flight allows passengers to experience a few minutes of weightlessness and see Earth from the edge of space. Branson has said he expects tickets to go for $250,000, at least until the flights become more common. All right, much more news ahead, but first, a big thanks to our sponsor today, HelloFresh. HelloFresh is a meal kit delivery service that does all the shopping and planning for you and makes dinner time so easy, convenient, and actually fun, which is a big deal for me. I'll be honest, I'm not that great in the kitchen, but I actually enjoy cooking for a change with HelloFresh. All of the ingredients you need with easy-to-follow recipes are delivered right to your door. So you just cook, eat, and enjoy. Plus, there's no food waste. Even if you're already great in the kitchen, HelloFresh helps stop you from making the same things over and over. My husband and I recently made the Presto Pesto Panko Chicken with roasted potatoes and green salad. It's so good and so convenient. And you can choose from classic veggie and family plans and switch it up anytime you want. So take advantage of HelloFresh's special offer to get $60 off. That's $20 off your first three boxes. Go to HelloFresh.com/newsworthy60 and enter that same code newsworthy60. Again, get $60 off at HelloFresh.com/newsworthy60 and enter the code newsworthy60. Now, back to the news. It is time for the highlights from last night's 91st Academy Awards. First things first, Best Picture went to Green Book. It's a period drama about race relations in the 60s, but it's a controversial pick. Some critics say it promotes the narrative of a white savior, and some question the historical accuracy. CNN says one of the biggest surprises of the night was the Best Actress win, which went to Olivia Colman from the movie The Favorite. She upset 7-time nominee Glenn Close. Rami Malek won Best Actor for the movie Bohemian Rhapsody, which portrayed the band Queen. The actual band Queen opened the ceremony last night with singer Adam Lambert. Lady Gaga and Bradley Cooper also performed the song Shallow, which won Best Song. Other performances include Jennifer Hudson and Bette Midler. And there were some history-making wins, including both Ruth E. Carter and Hannah Beekler, who became the first African-Americans to win for costume design and production design. And remember, there was no host at this year's Oscars for the first time in 30 years. And I'll link to the full list of winners in today's show notes. You will not see actor Jussie Smollett on the last two episodes of this season's show, Empire, but still one of his co-stars is showing support for the actor. USA Today says actor Terrence Howard posted that he knows Smollett could never do something so ugly. Remember, Smollett is facing a felony charge for allegedly filing a false police report saying he was attacked last month in a hate crime. But now prosecutors say it was all staged, that the actor paid two men more than $3,000 to be part of the fake attack. Smollett still says he's innocent, though, that the attack really happened. He's due back in court on March 14th. More talk of foldable phones as more companies come out with their own versions. The latest, Huawei says its new foldable phone called Mate X can open three different ways. CNET says it's thinner, folds flatter, and has a bigger screen than Samsung's newly revealed Galaxy Fold. And it's also 5G ready. But it will cost you even more. Huawei's foldable phone will sell for $2,600 compared to the Galaxy Fold, which is still pretty pricey at $1,900. Verizon hopes you'll want to test out your tech before you buy. It's launching a new mystery subscription box called Tech Pack. Think Stitch Fix, but for tech. Like some other subscription boxes, you take a short quiz, and then The Verge says Verizon will send you three mystery devices to your home to try. You have 2 weeks to try them out and decide, return them or keep them. And you do pay for the ones you hang on to. And that's it. You are all caught up from the weekend. And if you want to read more about any of the stories we talked about, just go to the homepage of thenewsworthy.com, click episodes, and look for today's date. You'll find all the story sources and links right there. The Newsworthy is ready for you to listen every weekday by 4 in the morning. I'll be back with more news tomorrow. Have a great day.